Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, it's so good to greet you in 2020. This year is going to be incredible. Before I dive in, I want to remind you that this Sunday morning, we're starting a brand new teaching that's called Your Best Year. And we really believe that this is going to be an incredible year as we seek God first as a community, and we trust Him and we place our trust in Him, and we launch our 21 days of prayer and fasting, and we have a great teaching as well. So I hope you'll make plans to join us at 9:30 or 11. This is a fantastic opportunity to invite friends and neighbors and family members to join you and to say, let's lean into 2020 together. Well, today on the podcast, I just want to acknowledge that we all have problems in our life. Now, I'm a sucker for positive thinking. I grew up listening to Norman Vincent Peale tapes that my grandmother got for me, and I love optimists. When I'm around people that always find the negative, I get a little bit frustrated because I get tired of hearing what we can't do, and I want to focus on what we can do. But here's what I know, is that you can't just get by on positive thinking. We all need a little hope. And lasting hope is possible because God really is doing some incredible things to prepare us for eternity. This earth is not our home. This current status that we're in is not all there is. And so what I believe is that God uses everything in our lives. He uses the good, the bad, the ugly to get us ready for eternity. And one of the things I'm convinced of is that when you understand this, then life begins to make sense. You stop asking the question, or at least I do, I stop asking the question, God, why is this happening? Because I really know why. I know that it's beyond the momentary situation. I love what the Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7. It says, be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. Think about that, many trials for a little while. He goes on to say, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. I love what Peter says here. He talks about this idea of trials, or as I've called this, the problem with problems. We all have problems. We all have trials. We all have situations. And the problem with most people's problems is they don't make sense. The problem with most people's problems is they throw us off their game. So let me just remind you from these verses of some things that I think will help you today. The first one is that problems are temporary. They're not going to last forever, but God will use them for His purpose. Problems are necessary. They're part of God preparing us for heaven. Problems are varied. They will come in all different shapes and sizes and levels of intensity. Problems test our faith. Similar to how you build muscles, God does that with our faith over time by testing them. Problems purify our motives. One of the things I'm so convinced of is God is much more interested in your character than He is in your comfort. And so He'll use problems to refine your character. And here's the last one. Problems, they prepare you for your rewards. The trials that you're going through now don't compare to the rewards of heaven. Now, I'm not saying that problems are easy. I'm not saying, hey, let's just have a positive thought about problems. They're not fun, but they are necessary. They can result in something good. They will make your faith stronger. And so that's why I want to encourage you today as we launch into 2020. You can have hope. You can have optimism no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're facing. God is preparing you for eternity. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. Hey, if there's anything we can join you in praying for, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, it's prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And if you haven't done it yet, swing by our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, where you can have a few minutes that will help you really focus your day. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.